5. The pros and cons of zoos and aquariums. I have very mixed feelings when I visit zoos. I love seeing the animals, and always have, ever since I was a child. But in some zoos, the cages are small, and the animals do not look happy or healthy. I've read that animals in zoos and fish in aquariums have a much shorter lifespan than animals in the wild. They suffer from more frequent illnesses and mental disorders. This makes me wonder whether such facilities are really good. However, other zoos I've visited have much wider spaces for animals, and their habitats look much more natural than the metal bars and cement floors of traditional zoos. I once visited a zoo in the city of San Diego, and I was very impressed with the quality of care given to the animals there. The zoo also maintained a huge safari park, and many of the animals spent part of each year in this wider area, away from the public eye. Zoos and aquariums do play an important function, for they can teach us the importance of life, environmental protection, and species conservation. Children can feel closer to nature and animals, and they learn to respect our natural world, because zoos and aquariums provide them with valuable educational opportunities. We just have to make sure that they meet certain standards so that the animals and fish there have a satisfactory quality of life.